Welcome, welcome, welcome to Pocketoid, your dad's favorite podcast to listen to while he mows your lawn and fixes all the stuff that he never taught you how to repair. My name is Jordan / Jackal27.
I see we both have the same dad.
Here to talk about handheld video games this week. Other weeks we don't talk about those, but this week is a special episode where we're talking about handheld video games. With me, as always, is my gorgeous co-host.
Me, Addison. You can follow me on Twitter at Addison_L.
Yeah, once again, you can follow me at Jackal27. And this week we have a special guest. It's our friend Zach.
Yeah, a wild Zach has appeared.
Zach, what's your Twitter handle?
I'm not on Twitter. Woo, woo, woo.
Oh, I thought you were.
I was trying to find you the other day. Yeah. I was going to tag you in the... Oh, I think I just texted it to you.
Okay. Zach makes good life choices, so don't look for him on Twitter.
Yeah, don't do it. I'm not there. I exist in the real world.
Smart. Not me. Not smart.
No, yeah. Yeah, you've nothing of value has been lost in your life by exiting that horrible website.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I went and saw Wreck-It Ralph 2 yesterday, and spoilers, he goes into the internet.
Uh-huh.
And they're going through, and it's like, oh, there's this website thing that you know. There's this
how,
website
how many porn jokes were there in that?
None.
That's surprising.
Not a single porn joke?
Just the ones I was making.
What a waste.
Oh, okay.
I was just like...
I thought there'd at least be some like, oh yeah, we don't go to that part.
I was really
like
hoping
like a seedy part of town. It's like the dark.
I was hoping that
the
there'd be something about like a DeviantArt, and then Sonic would be like, no,
don't go there.
Made that mistake. But there's like they show all these like birds like flying through a forest, and they're like the Twitter logo, and they're like tweeting, and then like a little picture of like a cat will come out of their mouth, and then like. It just gets shared amongst all these other birds. Huh. And I was like, no, Ralph, don't go in there. Don't go in there. Don't go into the Twitter. It's bad. Stay
don't
out.
Do it.
That's funny.
But if you guys haven't seen Wreck-It Ralph 2, it's fine.
Yeah.
There's definitely a scene where Sonic the Hedgehog explains Tolstoy to Ralph. And also a scene where Sonic the Hedgehog explains how the internet works to Ralph. And those were the two moments I laughed the hardest.
I mean, you're only selling me on this movie. Like...
I was the only one laughing at those parts.
That's hilarious.
But
if you guys haven't seen Creed 2, it's fine.
It's also fine.
Yeah. It's fine.
Between the two of those movies, I'm not sure which one I enjoyed more. Probably Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah. Really? If you like the Rocky formula, Creed 2 is what you're there
I guess,
for.
But it's like Creed was so good.
So I watched 5 Rocky movies in the span of a week, and Creed 2 was definitely my least favorite of those movies.
And you watched Rocky 4.
I did. What's wrong with Rocky 4?
It's got a robot. The Happy Birthday Polly robots.
Happy Birthday Polly. Yeah. Do you not like Rocky 4?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Rocky 4 is great.
Okay.
Anyways, that
I think just goofy.
He teaches us how to love each other.
Yeah, of course.
If we can change.
Rocky's goofy.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, Creed 2 is fine. Yeah. It's just not as good as Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4, or Creed.
Remember how Rocky 3 opens with like a really solemn opening about Polly and him and Rocky getting like a fist fight and then everything's just fine.
Yeah.
And then they're bros. Yeah, and then they're bros.
It's because they're both big idiots.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just that like Polly is a mean idiot and Rocky is a nice idiot.
Nice idiot. Yeah. Rocky is Luffy.
Yeah.
Or Goku. Oh, he's actually Goku.
Yeah.
And that's why I texted you the other day, and I was like, Rocky is a shonen protagonist.
Yeah,
like,
that was something that
the
like,
first time
I
that occurred to me
already,
was when I was watching Rocky 2, and Apollo Creed is sitting there with Rocky, and he's just like, "I hate this dude. I'm gonna take him down. He's the worst. This is like, I'm gonna beat his ass."
Yeah.
And then Rocky's just like, "He's like, what do you think of Apollo Creed?" And he's just like, "Oh, I think he's pretty great.
Good guy.
I'm excited to fight him."
Yeah.
like,
and then he transitions into like kind of a Roshi role.
Uh huh.
Like,
yeah. And which then, Creed is Gohan.
No, Creed is Kid
Buu?
Apollo Creed is Vegeta because he turns Creed into his best friend.
You know what? Yeah. Rocky is definitely
so. Then Creed is Trunks.
Okay,
I'll buy that.
Okay, yeah, because like there's that scene at the end of Creed 1 where he's like laid out and they're like counting down. And
then you're talking about Adonis Creed.
Yeah. And then he's got, like, all those flashbacks running through his head.
Right.
And then he just, like, jumps back up. And he's like, let's go!
That's ready.
Like, so
You know what? The Rocky-Roshi parallel goes even deeper because the Rocky... He buys those turtles from Adrian.
Yeah!
At the pet store. Also, I'm all in on this.
That's one of my favorite ongoing things from all turtles? Those movies, is that the turtles are in the turtles. Like, all of them. He still has those turtles.
That's hilarious. Honestly, though, like, there isn't a world in which the Rocky movies didn't influence, like, especially Dragon Ball on some level. Because, like, those movies were totally inspired by martial arts films. And, like, in the 80s, the Rocky movies were. Anyway. But, hey, Rocky's my favorite anime.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Anyway, so
then Adrian's Chi-Chi.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, Adrian, yeah.
So Polly is kind of like the old Master Roshi.
You know, like, Rocky's son does kind of have, like, a Gohan arc where he sort of doesn't become a fighter like his dad.
Yeah. And then he has his own son that is Gotenks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, but Gohan's son is not Gotenks. It's not Goten.
I don't know why I said that. Yeah, no, you're right.
Gohan's daughter is Pan.
Yeah, so then the little boy in Rocky is Pan. But yeah. It's Boy Pan.
But it's Boy Pan, yeah.
What I'm trying to
gender
think
is a construct.
I'm trying to think what the good parts of Rocky 2 were. Or Rocky 2, sorry, Creed 2.
I was going to say, the whole movie,
start to finish.
The good parts of Creed 2 were like, I liked the montage in the desert quite a bit. Especially the part
that was so good.
Where he did like a running
the
scene.
Sand with the sledgehammer.
And like the final fight was pretty solid.
Yeah,
And the music was really good. But like, dude, all the dialogue scenes were so boring in Creed 2. Like
it's a little formulaic.
Little prequels flashback. It was just like sitting in a room or standing in a hall. Everyone just, I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah.
But
it was not bad. It was just not as good as I had hoped it would be.
Yeah, the first Creed is better.
Creed 1 is like one of the best movies of the decade. So I was sort of like, anyway, for sure.
You guys, I can't believe I went as long as I did without seeing any of those movies.
I know, same. Hey guys, welcome to Rocky Cast.
Hey, if you're like me out there, and like you're like, I don't want to, Rocky's not for me. I don't like.
That's
boxing.
How I was too.
They're incredible. Like,
hey, that's how Jordan and I were.
Yeah,
the three of us are here to tell you, the Rocky movies are very good.
They're incredible movies.
Also, if you're gonna watch them, at least watch the first two before you write it off, because I wasn't super into the first one, but Rocky, all the other ones were so good.
Yeah, I love
actually,
first.
I
haven't seen 5 or Balboa.
I started with Creed, and like that was my first Rocky movie, and like I also feel like I feel like it's a good place to start if you're just like, are these movies worth anything? Yeah. Like Creed is
kind of
so
like doing
good.
Like the machete order of Star Wars.
I guess
Creed
like,
does enough to catch you up,
but it's a soft reboot though, and basically a remake of the first movie.
Yeah, I will say I'm glad that I watched them in order.
I think
what you're saying is true.
I'm saying you're just fine doing that, but if you do watch them in order, there's so much cool stuff. There's so much payoff for you as
definitely.
Well. Like,
and also there's scenes that like hit a lot harder if you watch the other movies.
That's very true.
For sure.
Just like that when he goes to the graveyard, you're just like, that's the worst.
Brutal. Yeah.
But anyway, so we're here to talk about video games, I guess.
Now
there are Rocky video games.
There's a Creed game on PSVR. It was on the Black Friday PSVR bundle.
Yeah, it sure was. There's a Rocky for PS2.
Yeah, and I think it was on GameCube and Xbox too.
I
don't know much about that game. Do you get to punch the meat in that game?
There's a training. You have different ways to train, so you can train like speed, you can train strength. It's been like 20 years since I played this game, but like I'm fairly certain that's how you train strength, is you punch meat
good.
Yeah,
after watching the Rocky movies though, now I really want to go watch that show Hajime no Ippo.
Yeah, me
the
too.
The boxing,
there's so many
anime.
Things I want to watch, but I'm committed to catching up on Steven Universe right now.
Yeah. Oh, you're not caught up yet?
You should.
Boy.
It gets weird.
I watched like 6 or 7 episodes yesterday.
Boy, there's some stuff. It's great.
I left off with...
Season 5 gets weird.
I don't want to give any spoilers, but...
Don't.
I'll talk about it
off mic. Yeah, talk about it off mic. All right, hey, so we're here to talk about video games. Let's go ahead and talk about what we've been playing. So, Zach, you're a grown man.
That's right.
You are about to have a baby.
I'm big boy.
You probably play less video games than either of us. So I want to hear from you first. What have you been playing?
So on the snitch, on the Tindy snitch. I've been trying to work on my backlog. So I've been going through...
At least one of us is.
Yeah. I've been trying to finish I Am Setsuna. I'm like... 75%
of
the way through.
I saw it that popped up on my Switch, like the little notification thing. Yeah. I was like, what?
Like, why?
I was like, is this broken?
What year is it? Yeah, no, for sure.
I still need to finish it too.
Yeah, so I'm trying to. I finished up Golf Story over the summer. I loved every second of it. It was great.
As well.
So I'm finishing up I Am Setsuna, and then I bought Octopath the day it came out. I hadn't played it. Probably will.
Sweet.
Probably will.
You're probably gonna, after you finish that Suna, you're probably gonna be like, I don't want to touch an RPG for a while.
So I have, yeah. So I have a strategy. So after I'm done with Setsuna, I've got a little bit of Mega Man 11 to finish up. I'll finish that up, and then after that, it's, I think probably I'll probably do Octopath.
Yeah.
I don't know, because that's the kind of game I'm going to want 100%, just because that's how I am. Mm-hmm. And so I can just throw 100 hours just into the toilet right there.
Yeah.
So I made the mistake, I picked up Diablo on Black Friday. So,
well, tell us about that,
yeah,
Zach.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about the deal we scored.
Yeah. Okay, so
I was going to ask if your Walmart cashier said anything.
No, that Walmart cashier hated his life and was just like, what do you want? Take it.
Anything to take more money from
please,
this company.
Yeah.
Please.
Mine was just like, okay, whatever, here you go.
Yep. Really?
Yeah. So I was like, you're just not... All right.
Yep.
So if you guys didn't know, Walmart had a price error on Diablo Eternal Collection for the Switch. It was on sale on Xbox One, Xbone, and PS4 for $17. Well, Walmart is Walmart, and it rang up the Switch version for $17. So
which just came out for $60 like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, why would you not buy it?
Yeah.
I played it on PC. I bought it the day it came out on PC. I've played through it on PC, but Portable Doom for $17, why not? Why
or
not?
Portable, you mean Diablo?
Portable Diablo. Yeah.
But
then,
spoilers.
Spoilers.
Also.
To add to the story, Jordan, like, called and was like, hey, yo, and, like, told me about the deal.
Oh, by the way, thank you to Charlie, who I know listens to the show, for texting me about all of this that morning, because that's how we got the all this. So.
Good. Thanks, Charlie.
Good looking out, Charlie.
So at first I was like, I don't know if I want to deal with all of this. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, I'm just going to be really anxious if I don't.
Yeah.
And so I just went and, like, just speed walking as hard as I could up to the electronics department. And then I go to the Switch thing, and, you know, because it's Walmart, of course, it's not in alphabetical order, so I have to scan, like, the whole thing.
Right.
And then I see it. I see Diablo. I'm like, cool, they have 4 copies. And I was like, hey, I would like you to get a game out of the case. And I was like, can you price check it? If it comes up the price I think it will, I'll take all of these. Yeah. And so she scanned it, and she showed me. She was like, $17. I was like, I will take all 4 of these. And then so I, you know, called and, like, was like, okay, this one's for me, this one's for blah, 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 blah. And then I get home and have, like, several messages like, yo, Doom's $12. And so I knew Zach was going to Walmart to try to get some. Yeah. And so I called him and was like, hey, you should just grab this while you're there, too.
Yeah. And in the meantime, I was, like, on my way to head out the door to head to Walmart for the first time for Diablo.
You had it easy. You didn't have to do anything.
I know. I really lucked out because I was like, Addison, are you at Walmart? Are they on sale? He's like, yeah, I got you one. I was like, oh, sweet.
Cool, go
on. And then all of a sudden, Doom went on sale. I was like, okay, I'm going to go. Gonna go get Doom. And then Addison was like, actually, I'm gonna text Zach. And then Zach was like, got him. I was like, oh, yeah. Sweet. I guess I'll just stay here.
So. I'll just take my pants back off and sit down.
it was like on Thanksgiving, though, so I didn't really want to leave the house.
Yeah, but neither did I. Don't blame you.
But... Yeah, but like, so we each got Doom for $12 for the Switch and Diablo for $17.
Yeah. And earlier this year, we got the Joy-Cons for like $35. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, you guys just keep those price errors coming.
Thank you to
I'm
Walmart.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sam Walton.
But it is really stupid, though, that, like, I think it does go to show, like, it's so dumb that a game can be one price on the other consoles and then just, like, $60 on the Switch. And you're like, that doesn't... Yeah. I mean, I understand the logistics of why sometimes, but it's still stupid.
Like I've accepted at this point that I'm going to pay the Switch tax for games, but...
And I'll take any chance to stick it to them I can get.
That too.
That's a pretty...
That's a big...
That's a pretty heavy Switch tax, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. For sure.
It's a lot. I mean,
I think that game should have launched on Switch at like 40.
Yeah, it should have. I mean, I know that, like, if you go on Steam and buy it with all the DLC, it's like 60. I get that, but, like,
sure.
Yeah, it's still the other consoles.
Is that is the PS4 one? Does it not have all the other content?
It does. Yeah,
I think it does.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
So
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, but it runs. If you're wondering, if you're like, should I play Diablo 3 on the Switch for the 4th time in 5 years? Yeah, honestly, yes, you definitely should. It runs buttery smooth. I was blown away.
Yeah.
Like, you can see gameplay of it online.
I mean, it ran on the 360, though, so it's not
It did,
like,
yeah.
Not terrible.
But it looks... You can tell in cutscenes,
Yeah, what's up with the cutscenes? So they look kind of like pixely.
Yeah,
like a low quality YouTube video sometimes.
Yeah, my guess is that they've compressed.
I skipped the cutscenes.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never played it before. No. This just is my first time.
Like, just looking at them, like, my guess is that they've compressed backgrounds and, like, characters stay decent. Mm-hmm. But you can tell, like, your blacks, especially if you're paying attention to your blacks in the backgrounds, they get crushed hard. Mm. And so once you get into gameplay, it runs incredibly well. It took me, I played it on PC, hashtag PC Master Race. And so playing it on console, it takes a little bit, like, the UI is a little bit different. Your toy screen's a little bit different.
Yeah.
I never played it because I was in the Torchlight 2 Master Race.
Yeah, Torchlight 2 is a better game.
We should probably stop saying Master Race. But when Torchlight 2 came out, I was just like, I remember I was like, yeah, screw Diablo 3, this game's better. So I never played it.
And they're both
at launch.
Good.
They're both good. Like, I'm enjoying it a lot. Yeah. At launch, Diablo 3 was
a lot of Diablo, issues. Yeah, Diablo 3 at launch was a little rough.
Yeah.
It is so much better now.
Yeah.
All the extra content, the greater rifts, all that stuff. Like,
you know what's crazy is, sorry, I cut you off.
No, you're good, yeah. It's good, the end.
Yeah. I was just going to say, this is the, like, third time that I've played Diablo 3, because I played it on PC, and, like, you know, went through the story several times, and then played it on PS4, and I think I just went through the story once, maybe twice, and now on Switch, and every single one of those times that I was playing it, like, the game changed a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Like, even from launch to when I stopped playing on PC, it changed.
Just through updates, you mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that. Okay. And
I thought, like, you, like, had different endings or something like that.
Oh, no. Just, like, all the different, quality of life changes and, like, story changes. Well, not story, but, like, content.
Yeah.
Like, that was added and stuff like that. It's just nice to see how much effort they've put into this game.
Yeah. The only thing that struck me as weird is I've noticed on the Switch version, and it might be this way on consoles, I'm not sure, but one of the updates years ago, they did, like, the loot 2.0 system, so your drops are better, they're more tailored for your character. But I've noticed, like, I was playing a Crusader, and I was getting items that dropped with intelligence, and I was like, why? Like, that's not a stat
that's
I want.
Frustrating.
So that's the only thing that I've noticed that's kind of odd.
I feel like
it's always annoying.
That's how it was on everything.
Maybe.
Well, PC, when they switched it, you would only get, so, like, if you're Crusader, you would get stuff with, like, strength, vitality, and you wouldn't get, like, off.
I feel like I've always gotten, like, loot.
Really?
Like, so, like, most of my loot is stuff that I can use, but every once in a while it's like, oh, this, I can't use this item for this character, and I just go put it in my stash.
Yeah, sometimes you'll get, like, a crossbow or something that your character can't use.
It's like, oh, save this for a demon hunter.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we just started playing that, though, so we're not going to, like, review it quite
yet. I had a friend over, and he was one of the friends that I got a copy for. It was just great for us to both be on our Switches, like, on the couch, just playing together. Like,
yeah.
That's awesome.
It was, like, really easy to do, and it was really fun.
Yeah, I was looking through kind of the modes and stuff, and I was like, oh yeah, this has a local multiplayer.
Yeah, yeah. Up to four local, and four online. That's crazy.
My character has Mercy's wings from Overwatch and like Kaku from Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, that's good.
It's like, this is really stupid. That's dumb. Video games are all right.
Yeah, when I saw the Kaku in there as a pet, I was like, that's good.
Sold.
I'll just hang on to this.
Last time I played, they didn't have pets.
Really?
Yeah, that was a,
like,
added that
it was
later.
Interesting. At first, I was like, "Oh, these don't do anything," but I noticed that it'll, like, kind of pick up gold for you.
Go grab gold. Yeah,
that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Playing
through. Well, I wish I could send, like, my pet back to town with stuff.
Hey, that was actually a game that I forgot to talk about in our PAX episode, but I got to play the new Torchlight.
And, I remember you.
It was good. I had, like, really low expectations for it based on the terrible trailer that they premiered for it. But then I actually knew somebody who's on the dev team, and I got to go talk with him. And then, like, I got to sit down with it, and I was like, oh, it's just Torchlight. So I'm actually excited to see what's
going
on.
Everyone that I knew that played it there, they all said good things.
That's good to hear.
It had a really bad reaction when it first premiered, so I'm hoping by the time it launched. And he acknowledged that too. He was like, yeah, we know people weren't really excited about the when we first showed it off, he said, but a lot of people from the original team are working on this too. Yeah. So,
yeah, that after PAX, I was like, okay, this will be okay.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope it is. Anyway, so we've got Diablo 3 and Doom. Even though we didn't need any more games to play, you been playing anything else, Zach?
That's mostly it on my portable console, and then I've been playing Divinity 2 on PC.
Sweet,
the game is very good.
I don't know how people play that.
Yeah,
it's just so just overwhelming to even look at.
It's like, yeah.
You gotta be a big nerd who likes to read.
You gotta, yeah, exactly. If you love tabletop RPGs
if
and
you like reading, the books and Elder Scrolls. Yeah.
If you're that guy. it's great. If you're into those, you know, kind of old school-ish RPG games, it is as good as it gets.
Isn't that coming to the Switch too, actually? One of those games is. It was either Divinity or...
is there like Age of...
There's another something? One. Oh gosh, what's the other game? Big PC one that premiered and made a big splash?
There was that Kingdom...
I know what you're talking about.
What was it called? And they released a pirate version?
Pillars of Eternity?
Oh,
Pillars of Eternity. That's coming to the Switch.
Yeah.
I heard that newest version sold. It bombed.
Yeah, Pillars 2 really. Hasn't been...
So, yeah, but I think Pillars 2 is coming to the Switch, actually. Yeah. So... Hopefully it does better for them if it's a good game. I don't know. I haven't played it.
So. Yeah. Pillars 2 is okay. The first Pillars... Well, there's just so much content for the first Pillars that, like, why not, you know...
Is that one on the Switch? Because I was kind of like, why didn't they just put the first one on there? I mean, like, you've got it already. It's been ported to, like, all these consoles.
Yeah,
like,
consoles got it.
I thought the only console that Pillars of Eternity was on was Xbox.
Was it?
I thought so.
Oh, maybe they have an exclusive deal or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But Divinity 2 is real good. If you're into those kind of games,
yeah,
super good.
I've always meant to check it out. I probably should.
Yeah, it's worth it.
I just know that it's not for me.
Yeah. Sick. Well, Addison, what games are for you? What have you been playing?
Well, also Diablo 3.
Sweet.
And I just got my copy of Doom from Zach, so I'm looking forward to playing Doom again, because Doom rules.
It's so good.
Yet another game I have not played yet, so...
Also, on Target's Black Friday sale, I picked up the Hitman Season 1 Definitive Edition.
Nice.
How much was that?
15.
Oh, nice. That's a really good price.
Yep.
I hear the game's awesome, too.
It's really fun. I, so far, have not been able to actually play it the way I'm supposed to, because I just want... I see all these things that I can do, and I just, like, do really dumb stuff. But they, like, have a good save system where you can just save scum your way through it.
That's great.
But I just... Every single time I see a fire extinguisher, I'm like, I'm gonna throw this at a man's head. Or just, like... I got, like, they give you coins to throw for, like, distraction, and then go to, like, the fashion show and just throw them at, like, the models walking down the runway. Or, like, some guy's giving a speech, I'm throwing coins at him.
That's great.
Yeah, it's hard for me to not be an idiot in that game.
It's so much fun.
But I've heard that's, like, some of the best parts,
Oh,
though.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
And especially, like, when you're being an idiot and then, like, you actually accomplish your mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, cool.
Yeah, that worked, I guess.
So that game's been fun. Let's see, what else did I get? Still playing Runner 3 and Pokemon.
You're going to do a review of Pokemon, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to talk some more about Pokemon. I had a friend come into town, and we played a bunch of multiplayer stuff. I got him into Money Idol Exchanger.
And you guys played Mario Party, didn't you?
Yes, I was going
to... Oh, yeah. I just didn't want you to forget about it, because I just remembered.
We played a bunch of... Played a lot of Jackbox this week. we played some Wolverblade.
Nice.
You know, a little throwback.
That's what I miss about when you used to live with Aaron, is like, you guys always like played cool multiplayer games together.
Yeah,
and I get to hear about
it. I also miss that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We played a bunch of Full Metal Furies, which we talked about last episode.
Mm-hmm. Are you still digging that?
Yeah, I really like that game a lot. It's so much fun.
Cool.
Sometime, like, when I have just a very, like, nothing going on week, I want like the three of us and maybe someone else to just sit down and play through the whole game.
Sweet. Heck yeah, let's do it.
We played some Death Road to Canada, and a bunch of Windjammers. So just a lot of like multiplayer stuff that I just don't always get a chance to play when I'm at home.
Yeah,
because
you're alone. You don't play with Bowie that much.
No, he's bad.
Bowie's really bad at Windjammers. I hear
he's the worst. On the eShop sale, I picked up Gorogoa.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that damn eShop sale. I didn't buy anything.
I only got two games.
I
wanted to get more, but I bought one game and then I just cashed in my gold coins that I had been building up.
Maybe I should just go look at that eShop sale right now.
You got any coins?
I just spent my coins on something else recently. So yeah.
Well, I got Gorogoa. I haven't played a whole lot of it. I just kind of messed around with it, and I'm just like,
it's like a puzzle game, right?
Yeah, it's like a point and click kind of puzzle game where you have like a 4 grid, and you move frames around.
Oh, okay.
And like the frames will affect different parts of the puzzle, and like it has a story that it's telling, but it tells it. I'm sure there's a word for this, but it tells it without like it tells it very subtly and like through just scenes without any dialogue. Is there a word for that? There has to be a word for it.
I don't know. But I know. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. Gardens Between does the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's been really interesting. I'm looking forward to playing more of it. But I haven't played as much of it as I wanted to because I cashed in those gold coins and got the Messenger. Nice. And I've been playing a lot of the Messenger.
Yes, I forgot that you bought that.
I really, 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 really like the Messenger. That game's been a blast to play. Every time I have my Switch, I'm just like, yeah, I just want to play more of the Messenger. I have all these other games I need to play, but the Messenger. But we've reviewed that game before.
Yeah.
It's
great.
It's really good.
And then I think I'm just going to save my other two for the reviews section.
Sweet. Hey, Addison, Wild Guns is $10.
Yeah, I saw that.
Man. And SteamWorld Heist.
SteamWorld
Heist is really great.
I still haven't got SteamWorld Dig 2.
Yeah, it's also
are you kidding me? I thought you already had it.
No. It's also $10.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I know, but
you loved the first one.
I know, but
Oh my gosh.
It was between that and the Messenger, and
that's a tough choice. That's but hard. They're but I'd say they're probably about even in my mind.
I'm really glad I got the Messenger. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
I've been fighting the urge to get Okami HD for 15.
Same. That's my cuz like I really really want that game.
Yeah.
You should just get it.
Yeah, I know, but like I also put it on my wish list for the Secret Santa, and so I'm nervous somebody bought it for me already.
That's legit.
Yeah.
And Child of Light's only $10. Child of Light's that game. If you guys like RPGs, that game's great. I played through most of it on my Wii U, but I didn't finish it, so I might rebuy it. I don't
played that at still, a PAX a long time ago.
It's still weird. That's an Ubisoft game.
Like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Wild. They need to do some more of those smaller games, because like that one, and what was the other one they did?
With the dog?
Yeah, with dog.
That's on there, too.
The World War One one. Yeah, that game's great.
Oh, Valiant Hearts?
Yeah, Valiant Hearts.
Man, I would love World to see them do more games like that. World War Dog. That's what we called it.
World War the Dog.
Well, sweet. Are those all the games you played?
Other than the two I'm going to review later.
I thought we did reviews while we were talking about what we played.
Oh, well, I mean, I thought, okay.
I don't care. Go for it. Talk about Pokemans.
Well, first I want to talk about Super Mario Party.
Oh, you're actually straight up reviewing that.
I've played several rounds of it.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah, and you
like,
play
I don't know what else there really is to...
And you play it with friends.
It's Mario Party. Yeah.
It's not like you really need to do a deep dive into Mario Party.
Yeah,
there's Mario Party tech now.
Yeah. So my buddy really likes Mario Party, and he really likes seeing me and my friends in pain, so he was like, hey, I'm just going to buy Super Mario Party for you, and it's just going to be in your house whenever I'm here.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. And then I also was like, hey, here's like $35. Get the one that comes with the Joy-Con.
Mm. It's worth it.
And so I also have three pairs of Joy-Con now.
Nice.
But Super Mario Party is the main surprise that I took from it is just how good it looks.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a pretty game. It just looks really good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like the meat minigame I mentioned before. Like the steak looks so pretty.
Yeah,
in it. Yeah. I don't know why.
And I haven't played that much Mario Party, so I don't know if how many of these minigames that I was playing were just like rehashed or like remakes of older minigames.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind when I talk about this, but Mario Party is an old formula. It's just a Mario board game. You probably know that. And then at the end, everyone does a mini game.
Everyone do a mini game.
So everybody's trying to get stars, and you know, in the past, Mario Party, the main complaint I would have about them in the past is that they would feel very random.
Yeah,
like at the end, sure. Like they would come out and be like, "Hey, this person gets a bonus because." Whatever.
Yep.
Here's five stars.
Yeah.
And so, like, now it doesn't feel quite like that to me. Mm-hmm. Like, they've got that still, but it feels a lot less random. Like, they'll be like, okay, and the player that hit the most event spaces, here's a star. Or,
and to me, like, here's for some coins. Reason, they really think that, like, randomization makes for fun multiplayer.
Yeah, but like,
really
that's a way to balance.
It makes for, like, frustration.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of frustration.
Yeah.
So, it's, like, stuff like that. So, it seems like after you've played the game a few times, you can kind of, like, like you can work that into a strategy if you're like taking Mario Party that seriously, if you're like a MLG Mario Party player. But it doesn't seem as random as it did in the past.
That's good.
And like all the mini games I played for the most part were really fun. Some of them felt like the controls were a little off to me. Like
can I mention something? That you said MLG Mario Party and it just made me laugh. I eventually, I forgot to tell you about. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you. But I this week, a bunch of Smash Bros. Stuff leaked, and one of the things that leaked was the opening video.
Oh, yeah.
And in the opening, they're doing like a montage of all the different characters. And the best part is when it shows Fox, and he drops onto Final Destination, and then he just looks around, and there's no one there, and he just zooms out.
It's like the end.
It's Fox only on Final Destination.
That's great.
Anyway, sorry. I don't know why. I just needed to interrupt you and tell you about that. Okay. But I didn't mean to tell you, but I forgot. You were saying it's not as randomized as...
Oh, no, it's the mini games. For the most part, the mini games were really fun. There were a few mini games that I felt controlled not very well.
No, that's par for the course.
Yeah, but for the most part,
Is there any of this going on where you gotta, like, run your hand across the joystick?
No, but there's a lot of motion-controlled ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's, like, one where you're supposed to be, like, pumping, like, water.
Yeah, I played that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just... There's no way to... My friends were, like, doing these big motions, mm-hmm. and I just took... Mine was just, like, going like this, like, really fast. And I won, and they're like... It's like, you cheated! You did the thing! I was like... What are you talking about? Like, it says to move it up and down. I just did really small ones.
Yep.
You cheated. You're real good at this movement.
But for the most part, I enjoyed most of the minigames and Sweet. Thought they were... There's one that a lot of people have probably already seen that was my favorite, where there's like a north, south, west, east kind of... I don't know why I said them in that order.
Yeah.
Where like a toad will come out and take a picture, and whoever is like the closest to the camera gets like, you know, 3 points, and mm-hmm. then 2 points and one point, and so you can like push people out of the way, and then they show you the picture after each time, and it's really, really funny because like it was the game that we got that one on. It was Daisy, Wario, Waluigi, and then I forget who the other guy was. But it was like all these dudes just punching Daisy trying to get this picture. It just looked really goofy.
It's awesome.
Do they have like facial animations and stuff
like
that?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, they do. And then there would also... So there'd be like two guys like punching each other
uh-huh.
and like someone like falling out of frame. And then there'd just be like Yoshi in the background just smiling. It's so funny. I want to have a game night sometime and like play it with some people.
That's awesome. That'd be great.
I do wish that you could do more than four players.
Yeah.
I think having it limited to four players is kind of a bummer.
Also, there's like... I mean, it might make the games take forever, but like you can connect so many controllers to the Switch.
Yeah.
That's surprising to me.
I wish they would have at least done six.
Yeah.
Like, limiting a board game like that to four players is just kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
And like, you can always, you know, just if you have more players, lower the turn amount,
mm-hmm.
which also they don't have a 50-turn option, which they usually have that in Mario mm-hmm. Party games. But it only goes up to 20 turns, which still, hey, takes about 2 hours. But, like...
It's a commitment.
We were full-on ready to do a 50-turn Mario Party,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like, oh, 20 turns? All right.
Yeah, that's
but it at least allowed me to, you know, see multiple boards, because we played through, you know, a couple rounds. Cool. But...
Is it worth $60?
It's worth $60 if you have, like, a family, and you're gonna... You know, have you know, game nights,
yeah.
Or
once
if you have
a year.
If you have friends over a lot, or if you're just like real, real horny for Mario Party, and like, because they've got like single player stuff, and you can like play the mini games by yourself, but that sounds really depressing.
Yeah,
although that's mostly how I played Mario Party 1 as a kid because I didn't have any friends that wanted
to play it. But like I mean, from now on, like, this is on my docket of, like, oh, I've got people over, we're gonna have some drinks and eat pizza, and we're gonna play Mario Party, and we'll play Heavy Burger.
That raft mode looks like over, you know how Overcooked, where you're, like, working with people, and if you get a bunch of dinguses, you're just very frustrated.
Yeah. Where you have to, like,
There was a mini game that was, like, 2v2, and it was like like 9 pins, and then each of you and your partner would each be holding one end of a rope, and it would pop up a pattern that you had to make with the rope and the pins.
Draw. Yeah.
And you were racing the other team to see who could make the pattern first. And that was a lot of fun, and like got really heated.
Yeah.
That was some like very Overcooked-esque kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
People were just tilting on each other.
That was like, I think that was like a mini game where everybody was having a pretty good time.
That's cool.
You just slap the controller out of someone else's hand. Motion control ones. It'd be really easy.
And then, so yeah, I would say Mario Party is a buy it if you, you know, use your best judgment and you know you're going to like actually, you know, have multiple people playing it. Yeah. But if it's just you, it's a try it.
Yeah.
But overall, I had a pretty good time and I'm looking forward to playing more of it.
Yeah, I was really surprised how positive on it you were last time I talked to you, because you were just like, hey, Super Mario Party is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
We've just been making jokes about it for, you didn't even play the demo at PAX when they were like,
no, hey. They were like, hey, here's for Smash and then go over here and play Mario Party. I was like, I'm going to play Smash.
But I'm not going to play Mario. You're just like, no, I don't want to.
I'm still glad I did that, though, because that Resident Evil 2 line got nuts.
Mm, true, yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot that you played Smash before everybody else rushed in, so yeah, that wasn't a good idea.
Is it the best Mario Party?
I mean,
Addison plays a lot of them, so...
Yeah. This is the source, the definitive source.
I think the last Mario Party I played was, like, 3 on the virtual console.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's better than that.
Okay. I think 2 and 3 are probably the ones people go to the most, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I play the new Pokemon game.
Oh, yeah, how's that?
I really like it.
Yeah.
A lot of people, including myself, were pretty skeptical on it when they were first showing it off because they made some pretty hefty changes. Mm-hmm. But it's such a charming game, and my complaints so far have been, I would say, minimal. Mm.
I hear it's really easy.
It is pretty easy. It's starting to get a little less easy, but it's still too easy, but I feel like that's kind of been Pokemon for the last several generations.
I really wish they would up the difficulty a little bit.
I think they need to have a difficulty option.
Yeah.
Or just bring back the post-game stuff that was always really challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
Gen 4 and 5.
Ultra Sun and Moon, they give you a little bit, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think there should be a difficulty option.
Yeah,
just
there
be like,
be.
Hey, are you a little kid that's like, this is your first Pokemon?
Yeah.
Or,
well, like, and those games don't have a ton of replay value, and, like, I'll tell you, whenever I go back and randomize a Pokemon game just to increase the difficulty, like, it feels like playing a brand new game. It's so much fun. Like, you know, anyway.
That'd be cool if they, like, had that as an, like, a option, like, once you've completed the game, like, hey,
just,
you can
play just a Master randomized. Quest version where, like, the gym leaders have different types.
Yeah.
Or have everybody has new Pokemon, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
So... In this one, the first thing, the first major change that a lot of people talked about is when you run into wild Pokemon now, you don't battle them, you just catch them. And honestly, I'm mostly pretty okay with it.
Yeah.
It would be nice to have an option to battle them, like, for when I'm trying to grind out some Pokemon and, like, raise them up, but, like, I already have a Gyarados, and it's just, like... I still feel like they're leveling really quick.
Yeah,
so I think that's one of the reasons why they didn't issue.
Do that, because it's like you're already going to be gaining them so quickly. Like
that, and I've always felt like battling them was like a good way for you to learn like who's who and what does what. You know, like what's which this type.
They kind of they still have like different ways of doing that. Like they've got all the like NPC dialogue where they explain that, but then also another complaint, which but I can see why they're doing it. I just don't like. That they're doing it this way, is when you go to a gym now, you have to, like, meet some sort of requirement. So when you get to the Pewter City gym, they're like, hey, you have to have a grass or water type to battle in this gym.
Mm.
And it's like, what?
Yeah, that's dumb.
But I...
Weird.
But just let me in anyways.
Yeah.
But like, no.
and then, I forget what the other requirements
America.
Have been.
I should
been.
Be able to... that's one of the things I hated in Sun and Moon, too, where they had the blocked off roads until you, like, did X, Y, or Z. I was always just like, that's dumb. Don't just throw up barriers
like
that.
Yeah, it's like an artificial...
Yeah.
Yeah. Or make them... Because I think the original Pokemon games had those barriers, too, but they weren't that defined. They were more like, you know, oh, I can't get through this yet because I need to cut the piece of this grass.
Yeah,
I need to go explore over here, or right. I can't get through this yet because I have. But even then, you could like walk through Dark Cave without Flash if you wanted to, or you could, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I feel like it's it may not be similar to what Sun and Moon did, but it kind of feels like that from what you've described.
For the most part, though, those are my three main complaints: is like, you know, the requirements on the gyms and like the not being able to battle wild Pokemon and only just catching them.
Yeah.
And also just how easy it is, but it's such a charming game. It's so just pretty to look at, and it's like a whole new perspective in this world. Because, you know, it's, if you're not familiar with it, it's a remake of the Yellow version. And
so it's like an alternate universe, or like, what is it? Because I'm so confused when I see the rival and stuff. I'm like, that's not.
It's like, I read something about this. I think it takes place like a couple years after,
okay,
like Red and Blue.
I guess it doesn't matter in the long run, but I'm just like, I'm curious like how Red.
Yeah, like Blue is there, but he's like, he's also like, I wish they would make the rivals mean again.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't like that your rival is so nice.
Yeah.
Even like Blue, like, who was such a butthead in like the first games, like, he's there and like, he's like actually pretty helpful and nice, but he still will, like, when he leaves, like, smell you later.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool. But I still, like, always would name my rival dumb stuff. Like, in this one, I named him Ding Dong.
And so, like, mine will always be Chris, the guy who stole my Pokemon. when I had a sleepover at my friend Garrett's house, and while I was sleeping, he picked up my Game Boy and took my Pokemon.
Oh, man.
Transferred to his. So, my rival will always be Chris. That tool shed. And now he's a doctor, like a super rich doctor.
What?
Douchebag. No, he's alright.
That sounds like
we hung out at the class reunion. It was fine.
But it's just really interesting to go into like a Pokemart and just look around.
Uh-huh.
And just be like, oh, it's like cool. This is just what this looks like.
Oh, because the visuals, like, it's all HD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like in like a lot of the buildings, there's this poster that I keep seeing, and it's just like that opening scene from like the opening cutscene of Pokemon Red and Blue where the Nidorino and like Gengar are fighting. Like, it's like a poster of that, and that's really cool.
That's kind of rad.
And also the cutscenes and stuff too, you mentioned one
time. The cutscenes are like really cool.
Yeah.
And it's like you got your Eevee or Pikachu riding around with you, and then you can also have another Pokemon hang out outside of its ball and just run around with you, and it's like in Heart Gold and Soul Silver, so you can do like any Pokemon.
That's definitely my favorite edition.
That's pretty cool.
That
should
have been in every release after Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
And you can also ride your Onix around town.
Yeah, you can ride Pokemon, which is pretty neat.
I love the My Neighbor Totoro reference.
Yeah, with the Snorlax.
The Snorlax.
So good. And I bought the, because I've been super into Pokemon Go lately, I bought the version that comes with the Pokemon, or the Pokeball Plus.
Because you're a crazy person.
I'm telling you, it's good now. But I've been playing around with that accessory, and that's been pretty fun to just like almost get in Rex pressing a button
to catch
Pokemon.
At least it's kind of like a hands-free device, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, you just carry that thing around in your pocket?
Yeah. I usually just keep it in my car, so if like I'm walking around somewhere, I can just hammer on it.
It's not super functional as a controller, though.
No. Oh, that's what I was going to talk about next. I guess I do have another complaint, is like, you're pretty locked into motion controls. Like, if you're playing handheld on the Switch, like, it's not too bad. You can press A to throw a ball, but you'll have to use, like, the gyro stuff on the Switch to like look around to like, it's not too bad, but like sometimes you might have to like kind of move off to the side a little bit. And then if you're playing in the docked mode, then you have to like be throwing with the like Joy-Con, which is kind of annoying. And like something I hadn't thought about until I heard it mentioned elsewhere is that's like a real bummer for any like person that's wanting to play this who's disabled and like can't do that.
Yeah, there's like no accessibility.
Not having any sort of accessibility option for that is
Nintendo is
not great.
Like they've been so good about that stuff in the past, and like as the first company that was always putting in like the warnings about like epilepsy and stuff, I'm always so surprised how little like accessibility stuff is in their games. Can't change the controls around, can't change, like, yeah, can't turn motion controls off, and like that locks some people out of playing that game, and that's gross.
That really sucks.
And it also feels like it feels really petty, because it feels like the only reason they're doing that is because they're just like, you need to play this way, and like for someone who doesn't have the ability to, like, that just really sucks for them.
Yeah.
But anyway,
overall though, like, I give it a buy it. I'm really enjoying it, and it makes me very interested to see what the future of Pokemon is going to look like, because I feel like this is a pretty good look at what the, you know, Gen 8?
Yeah.
What Gen 8 is going to be like. I'm hoping not all of these, because, I mean, this is definitely supposed to be like a hybrid of Pokemon Go and, you know, the, like, main games, but I don't really consider this a mainline entry.
No.
So I'm hoping that most of these little Pokemon Go-esque features that are in here won't be in Gen 8.
Hey, but if they kept the, like, non-random encounters, that'd be dope.
Oh, yeah. I think they'll keep that. Yeah. That's pretty great. Yeah.
It's like, I love that whenever I watched you play it...
That was another major change. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. I just, like, whenever I was watching you play it, I was like, I loved seeing, oh, there's Pokemon just running around. Like, that's really cool.
And they also do a really good job in this game with showing off the different sizes of Pokemon.
Mm.
Like, I was playing earlier, and I was like, oh, Meowth is very small.
Yeah.
Like, that's interesting. I always picture Meowth being bigger, but it's like, oh, then just
probably because of the cartoon.
Little.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, boy, Chansey big.
Yeah.
That's a really fun part of the game, is just seeing the scale of all the different Pokemon.
It'd be really funny if they just played around with that a little bit and, like, took Pokemon that you probably thought were big and just made them small.
And there's, like,
Onyx is really just the size of a snake. Or, like, freaking, I don't know, I'm trying to think of somebody who would be gigantic that you wouldn't expect. Like, Krabby is, like, just huge. You can ride his back.
There's also, they do this in Pokemon Go, but it's in Let's Go as well, is... you'll run into, like, small, normal, and big versions of the Pokemon as well. Oh, wow.
That's cool.
So, like, you can see in your Pokédex, like, oh, the biggest version of this Pokemon I've caught was this size, and the smallest was this size. And so, like, you might catch one that's, like, a new record for you, like fishing.
That's cool. I miss, like, in Pokemon Stadium, how whenever you nicknamed your Pokemon, it would change the color of your Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Remember that? And it was like, because I remember I had a Charmeleon, and it was like, he had a nickname. I had two of them, and one of them had a nickname, one didn't. The one that did, he was like red, and then the other one was orange.
That's weird.
And you could also get them, like they would change the hue of their color. And I was like, that'd be cool if they brought a feature like that back.
I've got shiny Pokemon now, though.
Yeah, so. That's very true. Yeah, that was way back in the day.
Which I caught a shiny Pidgey.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I feel like the shiny rate in this game is a lot higher than others. Probably. Because I keep seeing people post shinies.
Yeah.
Like, I saw someone post a shiny Electrode today, which was really neat.
That's awesome. I've never even seen that before.
And a shiny Ditto, too.
Cool. All right, man. Well, those are all the games you've been playing?
Yeah. Sweet. What have you been playing?
I have been playing... Let's see. What have I been playing? Actually, I'm going to open up my Switch really quick. More Tetris. Which we talked about.
Oh, you know what? Same. Yeah. I forgot. So I've also been playing Tetris.
Yeah. A lot of Tetris Effect and Tetris DS. Didn't we play some... No, we didn't really play any Monster Hunter together this week, did we? I thought we did for some reason.
Well, we, like, wanted to, but no, it was hard for us to all be in the room at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I've also...
The quote-unquote room.
Yeah.
I've also been, like, just playing my 3DS a little more. I feel like it's kind of closing out, and I've been having a little bit, like, oh, man, there's still some games I want to finish. So I've been playing Samus Returns, and I've been playing...
That game's so good.
Yeah, it's a solid game. And I've been playing... So I've been playing Metroid, I've been playing... Shin Megami Tensei 4. I'm just hopping into Animal Crossing here there just for fun, because I'm just like, oh no, my boy, he's gonna go, and I want to hang out with him some more. So playing some 3DS games, and then really just a little bit of Diablo 3, like we mentioned, and then really just a couple of review copies, and that's about it. Nice. So especially because one of them I've been playing a lot, but we'll talk about that one in a second. So the first review that I have is for Super Hydra or Super Hydra. I don't know. They spell it like Ghidra. You know, like Hydora, but it's, I guess you would just say Hydra.
I wonder if that was just a weird translation thing.
It's not a I mean, I know the original title of the game is that, but I think that's just how he decided to title it. But this is another game by Loco Molito, and with music by Grisor. If you don't know who Loco Molito is, he's an indie developer who made freeware games for a long time. I think he still makes freeware games. And all his games have, like, a very, like, 80s arcade feel, but, like, super authentic. I reviewed Cursed Castilla, I think it's mm-hmm. called, for the 3DS a couple years ago, or I think just, like, a year ago. And it was, that game is awesome. And also coming to the Switch, and it's, like, Ghosts and Goblins type thing. Nice. That's really, really fun. Super Hydra is it's a side-scrolling horizontal shooter, sort of like Gradius. It's a lot like Gradius. Yeah. It pays a lot of homage to like stuff like Gradius or Salamander or those games back in the 80s. And actually, what's crazy is Hydra was the first freeware indie game like I ever downloaded, because it came out in like 2005 or 6. And I remember I heard the term indie game from someone, and I was like, hey, I'm going to go look at what indie games are good. And it was like, that was listed on one side as like the indie game, freeware indie game of the year or something.
That's fine.
So, but yeah, this was originally a freeware game from back in the day, but now there is an upgraded new version of it that's been coming to consoles, and now it's on the Switch. And so, yeah, what's crazy is it is very accurate to like old 80s arcade games in that it has gorgeous visuals, amazing music, and it's incredibly difficult. It's very, very hard. So I want to mention that up front, because I know for some people that'll be a turnoff, but I think if you can look past the difficulty, that there's a lot of really good game underneath that. Because what it does is it kind of like, it unlocks new weapons after every level, and it's very high score driven. And fortunately, unlike the original freeware release, this game does have a difficulty option. There's a rookie mode that gives you like a shield that can take 3 hits before you die, which is
nice. Cool.
And also in rookie mode, you can continue after you get a game over, which you cannot in the other one. And this is I just can't imagine playing this game on the other mode personally. It would just be too difficult for me. But when you continue, though, it does erase your score and take it back to 0. But if you're not somebody who cares about, like, scores,
yeah,
that doesn't really matter. So, but yeah, it's an awesome side-scrolling shooter. It has a co-op mode that Addison and I played a little bit. How'd you do, Addison?
I felt like I did pretty well.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, we like made it to the second boss and almost beat him. So yeah, it was pretty good for a first time. And then I'm trying to think of like the different mechanics I need to talk about. You fly around, you pick up power-ups. That's what you do. I think the biggest thing I already mentioned is that you unlock new weapons after you beat each stage, and then at the beginning of the next stage, you choose your loadout. So you can like stick with the weapons you had or use your new one, and then of course you pick up orbs to like, you know, boost those weapons throughout the level. The hard thing about co-op is like it makes it easier overall, because you have two people, you know, twice as much firepower, but you still both share the power-ups, because it doesn't double the amount of power-ups. And so like you really have to be on your toes, or else you're both just going to kind of be stuck with pea shooters the whole stage, which was something that was, I was a little bit like, I kind of like in Gradius how you're always like collecting power-ups and then like,
yeah,
you know, spending them,
and yeah, then, and you get to pick like,
yeah,
if you want to
options,
yeah,
you know, when I'm not like, oh, not like you have options, but literally like the options, like the, you can keep up,
yeah, the balls,
like, yeah, make like more and more firepower,
yeah,
and kind of stick with that. In this game, it sort of feels like, you know, you can only upgrade to like a certain point, and then you're just kind of stuck with that until you get, yeah, better weapons.
Well, that's one of the great things in Gradius too, is like if you decide you don't want missiles and you want to go to speed up,
yep,
you can do that.
You can just switch mid level. That's, yeah, like one of my favorite things. So yeah, I kind of wish that you could do that in this game a little bit, but obviously it wants to be its own thing. But it's good. It's a good game. It's solid. Super Hydra is awesome. It's $20 on the eShop. I'm going to give it a buy it just because I think it's really quality. The visuals are great. The soundtrack is amazing. And it's really fun. Controls tight. I haven't had any glitches. But I'm going to mention it is extremely difficult. It's a tough game. And so like if you're somebody that's like, I don't like, you know, super hard games, or I don't know if I'm willing to put in all the time to invest in this, then for you it'd definitely be more of a try it, which fortunately there's a freeware version you can try. So
nice. There was also,
oh yeah,
the little bonus two player thing that we were playing.
I forgot what it was called,
like Robot Chase. Yeah, Robot Chase.
There was this weird little mode that I didn't even know about, or really even notice until we started playing multiplayer, and it's like this game where you're both, has this awesome song, first of all.
Yeah.
But you're both these little robots, and there's like little orbs floating around, and as you get closer to each other, a beam of light appears between you, and you both want to maneuver so you can catch these orbs in this beam of light, and more of them will appear.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It was fun.
It was fun, yeah.
It was a fun little goofy thing.
Kind of co-op, you know, competitive co-op mode, but yeah, it was fun. I mean, I think the core game is probably still the meat of it, obviously.
Yeah,
but
yeah. It's like another just good, like,
yes,
take the Joy-Cons off,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Absolutely. That's cool. So yeah, and then I think Super Hydra is a buy it if you like a challenge, if you like shooters, if you love the Gradius series. Also, there's an R-Type remake coming to the Switch here pretty
really?
Soon. Yeah, we sent out for a review copy, but we didn't hear back, so I think I might just pick it up myself. I'm pretty excited for that too. So there's a lot of good shooters on the Switch. We got like
that's good
that, and then we've also got freaking Ikaruga.
Ikaruga, yeah.
All those arcade ports.
I've got a few. I've got Gunbird and Blazing Star.
Yeah, lots of good stuff on the Switch as far as shooters go. I'm really excited for Cursed Castilla to come to the Switch as well, because that game is that's probably Locomolito's best game. I think that's my favorite. And I really hope they do a port of his game, Curse of Issyos, which is a Castlevania clone based on Jason and the Argonauts.
That sounds awesome.
Super good. Aww, it's really
that
cool.
That does sound pretty cool.
I have not heard of that. That sounds amazing.
It's
awesome.
It's freeware. You can just go download it. It's free on your PC. So
that's rad.
Yeah. Super Hydra is pretty good. But I also have been reviewing a game called Horizon Chase Turbo. And this one we also played multiplayer. Actually, all three of us played this one. So. Before we talk, all three of us, what we thought about it, I'll just give a rundown of it really quick. So not Super Chase Hydra Turbo. That's not how you say that. It's Horizon Chase Turbo.
Horizon Zero Dawn Chase,
yes. That'd be awesome. Horizon Chase was I think it came out as a PC and mobile game originally a couple of years ago, but this is a new upgraded version that's been ported to the PS4, Xbox, and Switch. And it's great. I don't know. I was going to just start talking about the features, but I just like this game a lot. It's a lot of fun.
It is really fun.
It
controls so well.
It controls so great. So, Zach, you said you played the Top Gear games when you were a kid.
Yeah.
I feel like people who grew up with the SNES played Top Gear.
Right.
It's one of those series that people who came to the SNES later in life just don't hear about.
Yeah, people missed out on that one because when people talk about racing games, OutRun still gets a lot of love and it deserves it, right?
Yeah, OutRun's great.
But, like, the Top Gear games are just low-key really solid and incredibly fun. Great soundtracks.
Yep.
They control great. They're fun arcadey race games. I guess probably what happened is PlayStation comes out and everybody plays Gran Turismo and then that's it, I guess. But Top Gear games are great.
Top Gear feels like, it totally feels like the predecessor to that kind of realistic racing game, but it has more of that like 90s arcade like flavor to it.
Definitely.
And Horizon Chase Turbo is, I don't want to say, it's a spiritual successor to the Top Gear games for the SNES. It is like, if you put the screenshots side by side, the games literally look the same.
Yeah,
like
you showed me a comparison.
Except, I mean, obviously one's on the SNES and one's like a polygonal 3D game. But,
sure.
But yeah. And even like the backgrounds and the controls, all that feel very similar. And what's awesome is Horizon Chase was able to get the composer of the Top Gear games, because I think that's probably Top Gear's biggest legacy.
The soundtrack
is so good. And there's even like a couple tracks, or at least one track in Horizon Chase Turbo from Top Gear, which is, it's like a remade version, and it's awesome.
That's great.
And you can even hear little like twinges in the music in Horizon Chase, just like pieces of different Top Gear songs, and it's awesome. So Horizon Chase Turbo is an 80s 90s arcade style racing game. There's the big meat of the game is the World Tour mode, where it'll drop you in a country and it'll say, hey, here's, you know, let's say you're in California. That's not a country, but it's a state. But it starts you out first in California, and then it'll be like, here's some different cities, and you'll race through each of those. And I'll say there's about 9 in there. And there's also coins on the track when you're racing that you can collect. And if you can get first place and collect all the coins, you win a super trophy. So there's like some optional, like, you know, extra stuff to go on to do there. And whenever you're racing in the game, it's, you know, you get 3 turbo boosts, and your car is also depleting in fuel, so you have to pick up fuel as you race. And some tracks even have like extra boosts that you can pick up, like extra nitro. And I'm trying to think what else I need to say about the actual racing. It's a racing game. It's
a racing game. Press A to race.
Press A, drive. Drive the car. Do the thing. Don't fall off the road. That's bad. Make you go slow. that part's dope. It's also great because there are a lot of different cars to choose from, and a lot of them are awesome references to different stuff. Like, you can get a DeLorean, you can get, like, the car from Initial D, what were you going to say, Addison?
Oh, I was just, whenever you said that, I thought of the Initial D car and was chuckling about how you said it was called Deja Vu.
Yep, and, like, there's, in each car, whenever you're looking at the description of it, I remember like, the DeLorean's description is just, we have to go back. It's like, there's just, you know, just goofy stuff like that.
Nice.
And you can change the colors of your cars. What's really cool is, whenever you, as you unlock, you'll unlock upgrades in the game, and they apply for all the cars. So like, you don't just have to stick with one car. You don't feel like you're stuck with that. You can kind of jump through, you know,
really
a lot of different ones. And they do feel different too. Like I was having trouble for a while because I was kind of sticking with the, you know, the generic like starter car, and then I unlocked kind of a Mustang, and that was, once I tried that out, I was like, oh, I'm doing way better. You played as the cable guy car.
Yeah, because why not?
Because why not? It's just a car owned by a cable guy, I guess.
He's going to come install some cable.
Yeah, it's great. It's like, so it's, I don't know, it's awesome. And you get a lot of content there. You keep unlocking more cars. Some cars you don't unlock even until you, like, beat one section of the world, and you get, like, super trophies for the whole thing. So, like, there's a lot of stuff to unlock. And that's not all. It's not just the world tour mode. First of all, oh, I forgot to mention this too. It has really extensive leaderboards, both with your friends and global. And you can even race, like do ghosts, like, you know, race against a ghost of your friend, which is cool. Not like your friend's dead, but you know, like, you know what I'm saying. There's also a tournament mode, which is just Mario Kart mode. There's not with the power ups and stuff, but you know, it's like where there's a cup and there's like four races in a row, and you try and, you know, get as many points as you can. There's also a playground mode, which is sort of, it's like, how do I explain this? It has specialized races that refresh and change. I'm not sure what the timeline on when they refresh is, but like, it'll, you know, maybe the stage is mirrored, or maybe it has different weather, and it's sort of just a mode. It's kind of like a daily, not daily, but like weekly or monthly,
yeah,
whatever, however much it refreshes, like challenge mode. And you can compare scores with, you know, people online. That's great. There's also one more mode called, what's it called? Called Endurance Mode. And I wasn't able to get to Endurance Mode because there's a lot in this game. And even though I played it for a lot of hours, I played it like all day Thanksgiving. I was not able to get to Endurance Mode. But, you know, once I find more about it, I'll mention it in the next episode. Because I will say also, the game can be a little challenging, especially as you go. But you just kind of have to learn to, like, love that about it, and also the fact that you will keep unlocking better cars and more power up, or more stat boosts and things, and it will get easier. But yeah, so we played some multiplayer though, because it has four player split screen multiplayer. What did you guys think about it? I want to hear your thoughts of what the four races we played were. Is it good?
I had a great time. Yeah. I thought it, you know, it's kind of, you know, a Mario Mario Kart kind of formula of like four races Grand Prix kind of thing.
Yeah, because we played tournament mode when we played together.
I just love the look of the game and the like music.
I didn't even mention that. That's the best part.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
like the visuals are so pretty. Like it's gorgeous. It's like a low poly look, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a lot of games like that recently.
Yeah, like what was the airplane one?
Sky Rogue. Yeah, that has kind of a low poly look. It has that low poly, like high texture look to it, and it also has that soundtrack is amazing. I think I already mentioned how great the soundtrack is, but it's fantastic.
Sky Rogue.
So yeah, that's it has a similar, I wouldn't say a similar look just to that game specifically, but a little bit. It has like a cool low poly look that still somewhat looks like sprites somehow. Like as you're playing it, it feels very 90s.
Yeah,
and it runs like a buttery smooth 60 frames per second. I will say that I did run into a couple hiccups. There was a point where I collected like all the coins and the game like jumped, like, well, like froze and then like unfroze really quick. And then I had the game freeze one time after I finished a race and then crash one time. I reported those to the developer and they said that an update is on the way for that. So
nice.
I just wanted to say, I always have to mention it. Hey, there was a glitch,
but
they said they're working on it. So
that's cool. Yeah, I had a blast with it.
Yeah.
I mean, my main takeaways is just like, it's a real treat to look at and hear, and it can just control super nice.
Mm-hmm. I never was, like, much into racing games as a kid, either. Like, just straight up, like, oh, here's a car, do a race.
Right.
Other than, like, Mario Kart or something, or, like, F-Zero. But, like, I feel like as I got older, I started to miss kind of the arcade racers, because we had so many, like, Forzas and
Absolutely. You had, especially, like, in the Genesis days, mm-hmm. and Super Nintendo a little bit, you had the Top Gear, and then you had, like, the Lotus Turbo on the Genesis and stuff like that.
Yep.
And then, you know, going back to Outrun, but like,
of course, Outrun and all those Sega games,
right? Like a million of them. Right, exactly. Yeah. But there was this really awesome period where there were these just really fun sit down with your friends racing games that were great, and then you get the Rush games that are just like absurd.
Oh yeah, like San Francisco Rush.
Yeah,
yeah. We were talking about that earlier. And freaking like Daytona.
Yeah, Daytona USA, all that stuff. Just it's fun to go back. We have this like shoot 'em up renaissance and these platformer, and it's really fun to get these like kind of like arcade influenced. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're great. They're super fun.
This leans a little more towards the 80s, I'd say, or a little more towards obviously Top Gear because it's. But Top Gear was coming out around the same time as like the Daytona games, but yeah. Like, obviously the SNES couldn't push out those kinds of
videos. Yeah, it was like 92.
It's got an Outrun feel to it as well, though.
But honestly, it's great. I really, I am going to, why not? We're a dumb podcast. I'm going to give it an essential. I've been debating if I'm going to give it a buy it or an essential, but like...
It's really good.
I just had a lot of fun with it. It's $20. It has a ton of content. I will say that like, if you're somebody that doesn't really like racing games or like arcade racing games, then it's probably not an essential for you. But like,
but you already know that.
Though. You already know that. But yeah, if you're like if you're somebody that loves the Daytona series or like likes the Top Gear games or like that kind of stuff, I think you'll love this game. It's for really, sure. really excellent. So, and they've done just a knockout job on it. It just feels really polished. It's a lot of great. It's a lot of fun. And for $20, I think it's one of the best racers you can get on the Switch. So
the first thing I wanted to do when I had the controller though was hit select to turn on 3D mode, like Rad Racer.
Oh yeah. Oh, Rad Racer. That game's dope.
It's like the weirdest Squaresoft game ever made.
Yeah, it sure is. I don't know if I'd say it's dope. It's okay.
It's a product of its time.
Yeah, so it was an NES game, right? And you could you could actually turn on a 3D mode where if you put on like red and blue 3D glasses, it was like in 3D.
Yeah. Yeah, second one's not as great, but the first one...
Yeah, it's great.
This is it didn't have the 3D mode.
Hey, play the Top Gear games. They're pretty good.
Play those.
Why did that first one, though? Remember how the first one had half the... It was like you were always playing in split screen?
Yeah.
The top half was... I heard that was a performance issue.
Yeah, it had the...
Yeah, it was like the top half was like the race, and the bottom half was all the map.
And it was just like a... Yeah.
I guess Mario Kart was like that, too, though.
Yeah, it was. Super Mario Kart was.
That's why those games were on the SNES, because like the Mode 7 scaling. Right. That's totally why they were on there. But
yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, those games are good. There's more Switch games you should probably play.
There's so many Switch games.
There sure are.
There's too many.
But that's... Yeah, I think that's all the
time we're trying to get a review copy of Nidhogg 2, but...
If we don't,
I kind of have a feeling that
we're just
gonna buy it. Yeah, and I mean, I'm just gonna say spoilers. As long as that game runs well on the Switch, which I haven't heard that it doesn't, you should get Nidhogg 2. Mm-hmm. It's very good.
Yeah, it's a dope game.
It's $15 on the eShop.
Yep. All right, so I don't think that we have any questions today because we didn't ask for them.
I like just now.
I wasn't
sent a tweet. I don't think. Anyone's responded.
I wasn't worried about it because I knew we were having Zach on, and that always makes an episode go a little longer. And we're an hour and 10 minutes anyway, so we'll just go ahead and say our goodbyes, I guess.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Is there anything?
Anything we can mention?
Anything that is going to be on the next episode that we're gonna?
We'll probably talk about Doom and Diablo 3 since we have those. I know those aren't like brand new games, but I'm sure we'll have a couple of review copies here or there that we'll have to tackle. I'll probably talk more about this freaking racing game because I'm just going to... That's the other thing I forgot to mention. It's like it's great for pick up and play and it's super addicting. You'll just be like run through a race and it takes 5 minutes and you're like, I can do one more.
I can do a couple more.
And one more and one more and one more.
Yeah, that's how I am with Tycho.
Yep.
I'll like do a couple songs. I'm like, okay, I need to go do this.
Yep.
What if I did one more?
Yeah.
And then one more turns into 10 more.
And it's 2 a.m. and you're
like, I got to stop. Just tapping on the screen.
Also, like Black Friday deals are going on right now, so I'm sure we'll probably find something on sale during Cyber Monday or something.
I'm hoping I'm done.
That we'll pick up. Yeah.
Because I purchased 5 video games.
Yeah, same. I grabbed Starlink for $35. I just wanted the R-Wing. I was just like, I just wanted this toy.
I thought about that. I thought about it.
I don't need that.
I probably would have if I hadn't bought that mixer, but hey.
Zach has a weakness for dumb plastic
things. I need stupid plastic things.
Yeah.
I just have to.
Let me tell you, my big Black Friday purchase this year was a KitchenAid stand mixer.
It's a good purchase.
We're so old.
I give that an essential.
Yeah,
you're going to use it for the rest of your life. Unless you use the plastic.
I asked my grandma.
Is it a coincidence that you got a KitchenAid mixer and now a girl's been coming over to your house for like 3 days?
Who's to say?
Just saying.
My grandma has one, and on Thanksgiving, just because I was like kind of curious, I was like, oh, do you like your KitchenAid? She's like, yeah, I use it all the time. I was like, oh, how long have you had it? And she's like, since I started back when I was selling Avon, she like won it in some like Avon contest.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, you haven't sold Avon for like 20 years.
Yeah, they last forever. Yep. Like your plastic attachments might die.
Yeah, she was like, my whisk is a little messed up. I was like, it's The whisk is old.
Yeah.
That whisk is 20 years old.
Yeah. Hey, I will say, always make sure you lock that thing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Were you here whenever that happened?
Your dough hook especially.
No. So we keep ours on top of the fridge because it's just so big, you know, and she went to take it down by herself, and she's a tiny, tiny person, and she went to pull off the fridge, and she hadn't locked the head, and it, like, snapped and clamped onto her hand.
Oh,
she's just like, I've never heard her scream like that. It was
the model I got isn't a tilt one. It's like a lift.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I thought you meant the attachment.
No, like the tilt.
Those two, though.
Tilt thing, yeah. So, anyway. Be careful out there.
That would hurt.
Be careful out there. They're trying to kill us with these KitchenAid mixers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next episode, we'll talk about Polly and Mickey. We'll talk about Mickey.
Oh, Mickey.
Because Mickey loves you.
I want to do a whole episode about that robot, and, like, Polly was definitely having sex with that robot.
Yeah, he 100% did.
There's no way.
Because when the robot serves him food or whatever, he makes a little joke.
He's, like, always...
I don't know why I remember that, but...
He's got a lot of... The way he talks to that robot, I'm like, oh, you're
Polly's hitting the robot, guys.
You're putting it in there, aren't you?
You know, at this point, like, I'm this far in, I kind of just want to go for it and watch Rocky V.
You should.
I'm
going to say this on record.
I'm not in a hurry.
The first about 30 minutes of Rocky V, I think, are absolutely brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes downhill very quickly. But the premise of Rocky V is incredible.
Yeah.
It doesn't execute.
Yeah.
That's
always what I've heard.
I read that in the original script, like, he was supposed to die in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he gets, well.
Anyway, we won't say.
No Rocky V spoilers.
Go watch. go watch the Rocky movies.
Yeah, sure.
Hot plug. You can get Rocky 1-5 and Rocky Balboa, all of that on Blu-ray for $18 on Amazon.
And if you don't want to do that, they're all on Vudu with ads right now. And hey, that's a great service no one ever told me about.
Yeah, it's free. Yeah.
Vudu just has free movies, and the ads are like they're cut perfectly, so they come in between like different scenes, and like it's great. And the ads are like you get like 2 15-second ads.
Yeah, the catalog's real hit and miss, but like
right now they have a lot of good stuff, and they seem like they cycle out things a lot.
Yeah,
so.
They do.
Hey, Vudu's free if you don't want to pay for Netflix.
And Boomerang is still on VRV.
It sure is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Do you have VRV?
I'm about to.
Do you have Crunchyroll?
For Boomerang, I will.
Do you pay
There's
for Crunchyroll?
There's so much stuff on VRV.
I was about to say. If you pay for Crunchyroll, it's like VRV is $3 more, and you get Crunchyroll.
We're going to get you on VRV, and we're going to make you an anime dad.
I'm going to need that, yeah.
you get like Shudder, you get Boomerang, you get... you know, Shudder is like the horror movie service.
Yeah,
You get High Dive, which is another anime service, and then you get...
Curiosity Stream.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of
cool
stuff on that.
You get Crunchyroll, and then they also just get their own random stuff. Like they have like Freakazoid as one of their exclusive...
And they've got that Thundercats reboot on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was, like, really good.
The 2007 or whatever
Something
one?
Like, yeah. I think it was, like, 2011.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that one wasn't really good, actually.
Yeah.
Cartoon Network did good by now.
And they have a bunch of riff tracks.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a cool service.
I really like it.
If you're a nerd boy.
I'm going to make you watch all of My Hero Academia now.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the first episode.
Oh, show's so
You would
good.
Like that show so much.
Yeah.
Really.
It's right up your alley.
Like, I feel like it's one of those shows I can just hand off to people that don't watch anime and they would still have a good time. Yeah. And I would still be able to be like, hey,
that's a very
is,
good entry point.
Let's talk about why this is great. Because it's also like, it's all about American-style superheroes. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of just, it fits that.
Like, in Japan, they do a lot of crossover stuff with Marvel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I mean, even Mitzi's watched a couple episodes and she gets into it. So also, you'll cry a lot.
Right.
It definitely has made me cry.
Yeah. It's a real sob story. I was going to say, there was one other thing I was going to mention before we left. Oh, farts. Oh, yeah. The new Mr. Science Theater is out.
Oh, yeah.
Go watch that.
Season,
12.
And that She-Ra cartoon. I haven't watched it, but I hear it's good.
Yep.
Zach, before we go, is there anything that you want to plug?
What do you do, Zach?
That's a great question.
You just kind of, you're a graphic designer.
Yeah. I just hang out. I hang out and play video games and
make
play
babies.
Play with toys, make babies. That's all I do, man.
You're gonna have a baby, a dad.
The life,
yeah.
That's so crazy.
Soon.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. We did a baby shower. Actually, that was like a week ago.
Yeah,
I guess.
That was the best baby shower I've ever been to. And
good.
Also, the only baby shower I've ever been to.
Good.
That was great. Got to sit there and have a beer and some incredible cake, and then
yeah,
I just hear you speak Spanish to your mother-in-law. Which
that was really fun.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. So usually what happens is my mother-in-law, she's Hispanic, and so usually what happens is she will speak to me in Spanish, and I will answer her in English,
mm-hmm.
and we just like do that forever.
Okay, I wasn't sure. If,
hilarious
like,
dynamic.
I was like, I only heard her speak Spanish, and so I was like,
yeah,
well, maybe she only speaks Spanish, and like Zach like learn Spanish so you'd be able to like talk to her or. I don't know. I made up a whole headcanon.
No,
and she's in my head. I was like thinking, like, okay, so Zach must have learned Spanish to try and woo his wife whenever they were dating, and then like now he only uses it to try and be sexy, but like she doesn't actually find it sexy,
right? But it's, but it, like the only time, the only time I use Spanish is to talk about the plot, the plot points of Rocky III.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
and,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mr. T comes out.
Boy, that
I want my title shot. Was
bonkers. That that series got 80s really quick.
Yeah, boy, yes, did it.
Yeah, I was just like, as soon as I started watching Rocky III and like it started with Eye of the Tiger, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, it it's the 80s now.
The guy's name is Clubber Lang. Yeah. There's nothing more 80s than that.
Like that whole montage at the beginning, I was just like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
And like, and Rocky also just suddenly looks like super defined and ripped.
Yeah,
like,
he leans.
Stallone is like,
yeah, he leans out for that movie.
You said you haven't seen the Rambo movies, right?
Mm-mm.
You should probably watch.
First, you should at least watch. Two. Yeah.
Yeah.
First blood, first blood part two. Like sometime soon.
Is there?
Yeah.
Well, based on how the last one went. That's the thing. It's like
those... I think Sylvester Stallone's a lot more involved in this.
Yeah, but also one. Like that could be worse because like
he was heavily involved in Creed, wasn't he?
No, it was written. It was written and directed by. Well, he was heavily involved in Creed 2, which was written by Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
But Creed was written by.
Creed 2 wasn't Brian bad. Kugler, it just wasn't. As
yeah,
good.
But like Sylvester Stallone, he's good. He just kind of. You can tell there's, like, not an ego thing, but he has, like, a legacy obsession a little bit.
For sure. For sure.
And it's, like, with the Rambo movies, you can't have that, because Rambo's just supposed to... He's not Rocky, where he has, like, this. He's supposed to
there's
just
no
be,
character
a,
arc,
be
like,
a dude. Yeah. Like,
I have an update.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention that I watched Skyscraper last night.
Oh. God. But why?
Because The Rock...
Uh-huh.
Because Addison, when he's with his drink friends, he makes bad decisions.
I was sober.
I know, but when you're with your friends, your drink friends, I mean, I know we're also your drink friends, but I just feel like whenever you're with those friends, there's always a lot of alcohol, there's always some bad video games, and there's always, always, always a terrible movie.
There was only the terrible movie, but it was it was really fun, and here's some spoilers for Skyscraper. At the end, The Rock fights some people in a room that has a bunch of mirrors in it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, like
John Wick 2.
And he fights him with a sword.
Oh.
What?
They gave The Rock a sword.
Hey, remember that wrestling movie?
That was cool.
Out?
Yeah, that movie looks good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it looks.
Oh, the WWE
good.
One. Yeah.
I think that movie looks good.
I don't know if I'd say good, but hey, that new Battle Angel Alita trailer was actually good though.
I don't know how to feel about that.
I am so excited for that movie.
Hey, The Rock kicks a dude off this building and with a grenade, and so the guy's falling, but then also the grenade explodes.
That's good.
It's great.
Here's what I'm going to say. Battle Angel Alita is going to be the next John Carter, because that movie was actually good. No one went to go see it.
At first, I thought you meant John Wick, and I was like, what
negative.
Are you saying?
Didn't John Wick not really pick up steam until it was out on video?
Yeah,
though,
probably.
So,
yeah, definitely.
I mean, could be.
I'm pretty sure John Wick 2 did like a lot
in theater.
The
yeah.
Well, I'll say this.
Also, John Wick 3 is out in like 7 months.
It's
6 months.
Seriously?
It's very soon.
Did a trailer come soon or anything?
I hope so.
Hopefully.
In the same month, I'm going to see John Wick 3 and Detective Pikachu.
Basically the same movie.
Yeah.
I just realized.
John Wick 3 starring Detective
I think
Pikachu.
That's also the next Avengers movie.
May
2019 is going to be wild.
Yeah.
Life
well,
is strange.
And we've got freaking Captain Marvel like right before that.
Yeah.
I thought that was in February.
Well,
it's like 2 months.
I think it's in March, but it's just like, I'm just saying, it's like that. We've got a lot of movies coming pretty soon.
Yeah, they pushed it a little bit. But,
I'll just say, hey, I know everyone rolls their eyes at Battle Angel Alita because
literally her eyes.
The eyeballs in that movie. But
there's some good people attached to that movie.
There are some very good people attached to it, and I decided just to randomly read that comic this year.
That's good.
And that comic is so good.
Like, yeah, I've been wanting
so
to read
good.
It.
And so, like,
I'm going to.
When I'm seeing the trailers, looks like they're gonna kind of hit the best arcs of that comic. So I'm excited. So anyway, freaking Rollerball. We Rollerball now, boys. I'm excited about that. All right, well, I think that's all for us, guys. Thank you for listening. Once again, if we forgot to plug the podcast stuff at the beginning because we've been, I don't know, just goofing around. But
listen to our podcast.
Yeah, you can...
And give it stars and thumbs.
You can follow us on Twitter at Pocketoid. You can subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Play or wherever your favorite place to listen to podcasts is. And we always love to get reviews from you. That helps out our show a lot. It literally does. It's how iTunes chooses to feature stuff. So if you want to leave us a review or if you like our podcast, please do that. Also, just wanted to go ahead and say thank you to Game Chops for allowing us to use their music from their label for our intro and outro. And I think that's all we have to say. So we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
Go.
Peace. Bye.